broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, right on time, 8 o'clock.
Yes,
on
sir.
Wednesday night.
8.
8 o'clock.
You guys weren't here.
We were sitting out there listening to Moron do his rant.
We're in a bullpen for half
an
hour.
I was filling void. I was thinking, holy cow, I have to stretch this out.
Bullpen. We've been ready to get
this out. Bubba and Fee in here. I'm covering for him.
Oh, boy.
For the love of Jesus.
Unbelievable.
It is 8:15 Wednesday night sports talk with my good friend Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how you doing?
Good, Bobby. How about you?
I am great. Neil behind the old boards today. How you doing, Spence? Hey.
I'm not too bad.
Well, good. You look nice today.
I'm always nice.
You're very beautiful.
Sometimes beautiful. I'm nice. Sometimes
Rocker I'm with his Notre Dame Fighting Irish green shirt on.
Go Irish.
When's St. Patty's Day?
2 weeks.
17th.
Happy?
Changed it this year.
And Jack.
Yeah, changed it this year to the 17th.
The host of Insight.
Insight.
Welcome to stick around here.
Sorority was awesome.
Sorority was awesome. Mary.
Sorority was awesome.
Elaine and Kathy, all three legends of our community.
Absolutely.
Kathy, she was like a main poobah.
Yeah.
She was the big dog there for a while.
Okay, I'm going to start this show off with grossing you out.
Okay.
Okay.
I love getting grossed
And I'm out. Grossing out Neil Spencer.
Neil, taking a beat.
Neil?
He's not here to get
beat up. Where's he at?
He left.
He's in the bathroom.
I'm starting this show off with a gross out session.
Okay.
Gross.
All right.
Bubba's rant.
No, yeah. Kind of is.
Bubba's rant.
Last week, we talked about Jerry Smits and Ron Garrett Chevrolet.
Yep.
You guys missed half the owners. John Kaufenbarger owned it.
What are you talking about, Chevy?
Yeah.
Bill Lewis?
I didn't know we were ever talking
Yes,
about
we was.
No.
Jerry I didn't Smith know was in a rage.
I don't remember anybody ever bringing up who were the owners.
Big Jerry was probably in it. He was with Lewis,
Jerry
too,
Smith said you guys had it all wrong.
We didn't mention Lee Guggenbiller either.
You didn't even know half the guys.
Well, I knew all of them. No, that just, wasn't brought up.
I brought the people that I worked with.
Jerry Smith said, don't even talk about it anymore if you guys ain't got a clue what you're talking about.
Okay, but we weren't talking about previous owners.
No, just me.
Yeah, we was.
We were talking about who was working at Ron Garrett's.
And that was me. And Mick Spence.
You had that all screwed up. So we owe Jerry Smits. I love Jerry.
Big Jerry.
We owe Jerry an apology.
Yep. Sorry, Jerry. We got it wrong.
But Neil, I want to hear an apology. Say I'm sorry, please.
I'm very sorry that you didn't ask about the previous owners.
We talked about it. Chain of command of the...
No.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
No.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, Jerry Smith said we did.
No.
Well, it went from Lee Guggenbiller to John Kaufenbarger to Bill Lewis to Ron Garrett to, I think that was it.
No, there's another one.
Mm.
Isley? Or was there a...
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Who? What? Bill Lewis was here.
Bill Lewis?
Smitty told me a name.
Well, then he has one on me, so I don't know. The ones I know, I don't know that there was anybody before Lee Guggenbiller. I know I don't remember him. Lee Guggenbiller and then John Kaufenbarger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when John passed away, I'm not sure what exactly happened.
Who ran
there.
It?
Did Beth run that at least?
I don't know.
But so anyway, there might have been somebody in there, and then Bill Lewis... Lewis was the
Ivan, guy. You got to take this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he'll know.
Put him on speaker.
What's up, bub? He might have butt dialed me.
Oh, he's probably so mad right now.
Or did you hang up on him?
No.
Oh, okay. But so there might have been somebody in between there.
John bought it off of Bill Lewis.
Oh, okay. It was backwards.
14 days.
This is big.
Yep, I remember that.
Put him on your speaker.
Sold the business to Ron Garrett.
Is that right?
Hold the mic. Hold right to the mic.
Garrett bought it off Beth. Beth owned it until
until she sold it to Ron Guerra at that time.
Perfect.
And that was in February of 79.
So how about anybody before Lee Guggenbiller?
Yep.
Was there anybody before Lee Guggenbiller?
I don't know of anybody before Lee Guggenbiller.
That's what we thought.
Okay.
Lee sold Dodge before he sold Chevrolets.
I didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
Mm.
It was a Dodge garage before the Chevrolet garage.
Huh.
Ivan, you're awesome.
You're the man, buddy.
Yep.
Our question answer, man.
Get that guy a prize.
Yes.
Yep.
Get him a chicken dinner from old...
Chicken dinner.
Ivan likes chicken.
Chicken.
Yep.
From Old Fort, IGA.
Chicken. Good. Could get him some from Spencer's Drive-In.
Spencer's I love Drive-In. Spencer's Drive-In.
Great.
Might Spencer's not have weathered Drive-In too well over the last 40 years.
Could be a little rubbery. A little tough.
You always had good chicken.
Good chicken.
Yeah.
Great donuts.
Great donuts.
You never had a donut in there.
Spencer's Drive-In?
Okay, you might have had a couple. But anyway.
A couple
so,
hundred.
So it was, donuts.
Oh, my
so
God.
So it was Bill Lewis before
yep.
John. I didn't realize that.
So that had to be Lee Guggenbiller, then Bill Lewis. Then
Bill Lewis.
Ah.
Yep. So,
well, it was
Jerry Smits.
It was a good day when Bill Lewis left town, from what I remember.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't care for him and his snotty little son.
Randy?
Is that who it was?
Randy Lewis.
They're avid listeners.
Not anymore.
They're out.
And I'm okay. Lewis I'm okay family. With that.
You can't say that.
Yeah, sorry.
We're going to throw it on probation again.
Yep. Mm-hmm. From the Chevrolet people? Or yep.
We're banned from Chevrolet.
Yep.
MMHC and
no commercials on here.
Like a rock.
You're
I'm as strong as I could be.
Like a rock.
Sports Talk 821.
Yes.
That goes to show you how much sports we got to talk about.
Yes.
See, we have to turn the page on our winter sports. And
she's over.
She's over. The girls battled. They battled the heck for against a very talented Minster squad.
Pretty good squad.
And, you know, Minster's one of those teams where if we play them 20 times, Minster's probably going to win 20 times.
20 times, yep. Unfortunately. And,
you know, maybe we'd sneak one out, but they're really good.
They're good, absolutely. It's hard to beat teams like that when they're just solid.
Yeah, they are. And we played hard. I thought we played
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, but in there, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're down 12 beginning of the fourth quarter. We have two great looks at threes.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them bang off the back of the rim.
Yep.
And then...
Could it definitely change the entire momentum and complexion of that game.
But
didn't happen.
Ivy Wolf is
she's pretty good.
What was that noise?
We lost Rocker. Right?
We lost Rocker.
Narcolepsy.
He fell asleep on us.
You tired?
No. He's bored. He's bored from talking to sports. He wants to talk about Dr. Seuss.
He wasn't happy with Seuss.
Well, Doc. No,
not with a Bannon Dr. Seuss.
Well, the song of the year was, the song of the year won a Grammy was Wet Blank Blank.
Blank, yeah. Wop.
Wop. Wet, yep. Wet, hot, what, you know.
Yeah.
Song of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
But we're banning Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
I think we're
but Wet,
trouble.
Hot, Blank wins no problem, song of the year. Okay, I get it. Somebody I understand it. I just think, folks,
help me out with that.
What's going to happen is all this is going to go nuts, and then everybody's going to say, "Wait a minute, we went too far.
Yeah,
we're out of control.
Yeah. Let's pull it back just a little." But we were talking sports, weren't we?
Oh yeah, sports.
Before Rocker dozed off there.
Mm-hmm. We lost Rock.
We say goodbye to four great seniors. Paige Fortkamp.
Five seniors.
Yeah.
Brenna Homan. Hope Wendell. Kiki, one of my favorite players to watch was mm-hmm. Kiki. She was a hell of a basketball player.
She was a nice basketball player.
I loved that senior class.
Yeah.
Good class.
Well, I loved every... Oh, they're just...
Yeah.
They're so much fun to watch. Who'd we miss there?
Vonnie.
Oh, yeah.
And Allie Wong.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And they just played really hard for 4 years where, we got to see them.
Yeah.
And they won a lot of basketball
won
games. I mean, I would guess... I don't know off the top of my head, but I'll bet you that they won at least 60 games.
I would guess. Yeah.
Yep. That's basically three-fourths. Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Ain't too bad. Ain't too bad.
Especially when you're playing at least half of those, or about half of those in the MAC.
Yeah.
All right. There's no easy team in the MAC, even if you think they're an easy team.
No.
So if you think you're playing an easy team, you're going to get beat.
And they were part of the winning the MAC last year, too.
They won another sectional title.
They
won the MAC last year, and they did well, and we thank them. Holly had a great season, I thought, coaching-wise. I thought the kids just respond to her. She's just a neat bird. And I look forward to next year, girls' basketball team. There's going to be a weird one. We lost a lot. But we have some nice players coming back.
I agree. There's some.
And that team, her program got better.
Yeah, I think they're better.
You know, I don't know if JV's got better as the season went on.
Yeah, I thought JV's did a great job.
Yeah.
You know, when we first started, I thought, whew, it's going to be a tough one again, but they surprised me. They played really well.
But it's all going to depend, Fee, on how much these girls play over the summer.
Yeah.
You know, how good is Mara Pearson? Good is Mara?
She can be really good if she
you
wants to.
You ain't kidding, she can be. She can be, sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a no doubter.
But how much is she going to play? Let's hope she plays a lot.
I think she'll play a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't know how that's all going to go. And
maybe
we have some eighth grade kids that are awesome that we haven't really seen.
No, we got some good kids coming up. And I think that, you know what, it'll be a fun year. And it's always fun to watch those girls compete. And they always play hard and make Fort proud. So, good job, ladies. And you know, we'll try to get them seniors up here. I think that, you know, we get all the basketball kids up here. And
we need to get them up here.
You know, with COVID, we always kind of, but I think it's about time to say them.
Yeah.
We're
about Texas in it.
Fort Recovery Radio is about Texas, ain't we?
Okay. Yeah, we've been open.
We're open forever.
We're back open.
Because we got baseball season coming up.
Yep.
Right
around the corner.
We're going to do it. We doing all the games again?
Yes.
Awesome.
Good.
Yep.
Nice.
I think we have somebody lined up to do the run the commercials, set everything up, and
perfect.
I think we should be good. If somebody that is listening would like to do softball, looking for a person, student or parent or fan who would like to announce football and looking for two people. Yeah, football. No, we don't want to do football.
We could.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. But have to wait a few months. But I'm looking for a couple of people to announce, and one of them, it'd be great if one of them is able to set up the equipment, and we will. Chuck has it where we can do two streams now, so we can do it live. In the past, we have done it a couple of years where we were recording it and then putting it in the archives for people to listen to later. But if we can, we're going to. I want to find somebody. So if you know of somebody, or if you are that person, would love to have male, female, students, adults, a couple of people to announce the softball games for us, let me know, because I do want to do that, but most years I can't get somebody to do that. So if somebody is interested in that, able to do it, we want to, again, do every game like we do the boys, but Michelle, that may not be possible.
Michelle, she's into it. She'd be like Susie.
She'd be
awesome.
Which is awesome.
Diana, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know. I love it.
That'd be perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They Ryan Tin is our girls softball coach, right? And Renee Evers, assistant coach.
Renee's helping.
To get them guys up here this year and pick their brain a little bit about the upcoming season.
Carrie Shane's helping.
So they'll be competitive and they'll have a lot of fun and I look forward to talking to them and watching them play and then the boys baseball Fee and you've been involved in that for years and Jerry and same deal and
I'm getting started.
Yeah, getting started. Practice going good.
So far, so good.
That's what I like to hear. Let's take a break, pay some bills. 8:28 on Wednesday night. Sports Talk, Bub and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market is the place to go every Friday during Lent. They have shrimp or fish dinners hot and ready to go back in their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99. Or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99. Or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And the temperature's rising, so head up to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks for the grill. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound, all no limit. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Four Recovery Knights of Columbus are having a pork loin dinner on Sunday, March 14th with drive-through pickup from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Knights Hall. It will be pre-sale only, and you can order your dinners by using the envelopes at the back of church at any of the cluster churches, St. Peter, St. Joseph, St. Paul's in Sharpsburg, or Mary Help of Christians. The ordering information is in the envelope. You can also call 375-4544 for tickets. Be sure to order your pork loin dinners by Wednesday, March 3rd, and why not order a few extra for a quick meal during the week? Grab your envelope at the back of the church at any of the cluster churches and get your dinners ordered now. The dinners can be picked up at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Sunday, March 14th from 4 to 6 p.m.
We had Sharpsburg chicken this last Sunday.
Ooh, that's good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Good job. We got girls softball turkey this Sunday.
Pork.
Pork sandwiches.
Yep.
Pick them up this Sunday at Wendell Barbecue.
Yep, out of Wendell Barbecue. Same good.
I got tickets.
I do too.
Don't let me forget.
Yep.
Pork sandwiches.
Yep, the whole dinner thing. I think there's baked
pork,
beans and chips.
Baked beans, chips.
What else? Last year's pretty good.
Applesauce.
Not rolled. Yeah, applesauce.
Banana pudding.
No,
I don't. Maybe.
Are you making it?
We might have some banana. I love banana pudding.
Apple crisp.
Don't even kid about that.
Yummy.
That's what they should just say, grab bag. Whatever you get, you get.
Whatever you get, you get.
Well, they did that with. Who was it? Sometime in the last year when they already had the stuff ready. Might have been the Wendelline fish fry. They had all those sides ready to go, and then they couldn't do their buffet, so they just, whatever you grabbed.
Eat it.
Oh,
shut up.
And the spaghetti supper at the Lutheran Church.
When's that?
That was the election day.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
And so you got a piece of pie, but you didn't get to decide which kind you got.
Just whatever you got, you got.
I got three different dinners, and I got three different pies.
You didn't get three dinners. There's only one of you.
Well, there's more than one day in the week.
You can't heat up spaghetti, you moron.
Oh, yeah.
Now you tell me. I did it.
No wonder you got COVID and was sick.
I didn't get COVID, and I wasn't sick.
Rocker was.
Well, that isn't me.
He had that leftover spaghetti.
Apparently, it wasn't leftover. I put it in the refrigerator, and there's enough spaghetti there for two meals.
I love Nazarene spaghetti.
Good.
Oh, yeah, nice water.
What about the Lutheran?
Lutheran's good, too.
Who'd I say?
Nazarene.
Theirs is good, too.
Yeah.
They're both good.
Probably is.
Why can't you heat up spaghetti?
Because you
soggy.
Can.
Wait. No.
Well, you boil it in water. That's as soggy as you can get.
No.
Have you ever made spaghetti?
Are you dumb? Chef Boyardee, boob.
Ooh,
I can.
It's not making spaghetti.
So dumb. Let's talk about Guy Indians. Guy Indians traveled to St. Henry last Friday night game, and Fee, you called on PG-14 for Recovery Radio, and Fee, we fell a little short.
Good first half.
Yeah.
We played good. Played with them.
28-24 first half. Indians go into the halftime break with, I thought that game could go either way.
I did, too.
And just a tough third quarter.
Third quarter was a killer for us, and I thought they got way too many second chances. It seemed like we boxed out, and then a San Henry guy come in, grab the ball, make a layup.
Yeah.
We didn't get everybody. We didn't go get the rebounds, and second shots killed us.
Yeah. Yep.
They had about at least a 10-point. Could have been like 14-4 maybe the third quarter.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Bad third quarter cost us that game. And yep. And congrats to St. Henry. They move on, and they win last night. They beat Perry in double overtime. So
yeah.
They're in the district final.
I listened to a lot of that game.
I did too.
The tail end of that, and Perry had them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Missed free throws, and man, that's a big part of the game, the old freebies. And,
yeah, and then St. Henry came down and made two back-to-back threes in the last minute. And
game over.
Yep, that's kind of what happened to us. But was that 5 years ago? Over there at St. Henry, when Mike Sell drove the lane and kicked it out to a guy in the corner, and
doom, boom,
Pranger.
Yep. And now the rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
So the Indians end the season 12-12. I think is what we ended up. Is that sound right?
11-12.
Yeah, and yep. When we look back and this team was okay. So I'm going to give you my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is not the opinion of Fort Covey Radio. This is the opinion of Bob Stogler. And my opinion is that the MAC is probably as weak as it's ever been this year. And we had a great chance to win the league this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This team just didn't get it. They just didn't get it figured out. And it was frustrating to watch because there's so dang much talent out there.
There was a lot of talent.
We showed signs. We went over to Bodkins, we played the best high school game we've played in a number of years.
Absolutely. That was one of the best games I've seen in a long time.
I've never enjoyed watching a basketball game like I enjoyed watching
that
basketball game.
That was just two teams that were absolutely playing well.
Yep. I think we left there, we were like 6-4, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at that point where, man, this could get good.
Now we can get good, yep.
We had a couple injuries.
Injury bug killed us. We never got them all together.
No, we really didn't play the whole year with our whole team.
No.
And
Smitty was down, the first couple of second games?
Well, he got hurt there at Monroe. What was that, Monroe Central or whoever who played over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that sound
Monroe
right?
Central,
that
yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he got hurt over there, hurt his shoulder, so he was out for two-thirds of the season.
Came back after about three games, tried to play again, thing. And
yep.
So he was out a lot.
Yep. And then Owen gets hurt,
get him back, and all of a sudden Owen
Derek
gets
Judy
hurt.
Derek Judy
missed a couple concussion games. We just didn't get it to click, and I'm sure that nobody feels, I'm sure that nobody feels worse than them guys.
I think they...
They know how they, they... I'm they sure that them guys... That. Yeah, I'm sure them guys sat around afterwards and thought, God dang it, we just couldn't mesh it,
Yeah.
And my problem was with that team... Was somewhere along the line, somewhere during this season, we became disengaged. We became, it was like, I don't know, we just didn't play with that fire, And I think it was the Marion game where we played them up here, and it was one of those games where, God dang, we got to win this game, and then we lost it like by two.
Back and forth.
And we kept losing all these close games, and I think it just...
Kind of beats on their psyche a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
And we did. We had, if you go back and look, I bet there's six games that we lost in the last 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
We had a meltdown up at Lincoln View. We had them by 12, 14 points, and they put a press.
We were up 17.
Fourth.
We were up 17
fourth
at Lincoln
quarter,
View
and all of a sudden,
the third
it was
quarter.
Like we had no idea what to do. And
yeah.
You get that loss, and then you go to the Bakken's, play an absolutely fantastic game, and didn't quite get
they
that one either.
Three.
They draw three to win the game. It's frustrating.
I'm sure
them kids are frustrated. I mean, we were frustrated.
Yeah.
Thank God. We kept thinking, this team was 16-6 last year.
Right.
Yeah. And we lost one kid.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Well, two, Ian and Grant.
Right.
And, we had high expectations going in this
year. Yeah, we had to be the favorite to win the league.
I would have thought, too, yes. And then, like you said, injury bugs and we just didn't click. We had a hard time.
Yep. It was a tough team because they had the Deers, we had the Grants, I mean the the Owens and the Kales and the Derek Judys and the kids that go. Gavin's, the kids that just let's freaking go.
Let's go 100, yeah.
And then you got the big Bennies, you got Smitty, you got these big boys in there that...
And that can play inside. That
you got to have them, but it we couldn't find that mesh. You know, is that... You know,
it just didn't flow right.
Yeah, we just couldn't get the flow, and
but it you know, the bad thing is like we'd have a bad game, but then we'd come back and we'd have a great game and show signs, like you said, the Bodkins game. Man, you left that gym thinking we're good.
Yeah,
you know, we're freaking good.
You asked some people at that Bodkins game. Yeah. That was one tremendous.
That was a great.
And you know, there was only 100 Fort Carey people there, but they knew. You watched that game knowing Fort Carey's got a nice team.
We are good. You know? And I walked out of there a couple times thinking, damn, we're good. We can win these games.
We ain't just blowing smoke when we sat up here and said we're close.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought,
and that. I guarantee you, Coach Melton was the same way. We are so damn close, and
absolutely,
and we just could not get her done. And
I think I counted 7 games where we lost by 5 points or less.
Yeah,
and two other ones in double digits, and then we had the back to back blowouts a couple of weeks ago, and Crestview was 12 or 14.
Yeah,
and that was, you know, everything else was single digit losses. And if we just could, you know, sometimes just make the foul shot or just make that shot.
Yeah, we wasn't a very good free throw shooting team. We wasn't
bad finishing.
We was a bad finisher. We didn't handle the ball in the fourth quarter. We the little things that you preach on about, and we just didn't get her done. And wonderful senior class. God dang, I love them guys. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. And it's kind of, I'm sure people probably know, but there's a few of them that aren't going to play baseball, and that just breaks my heart because I like being with these guys.
Yeah,
like,
you need it for baseball. You can see why Smitty might not, because you don't know if he can throw or hit with that shoulder.
I don't know if Gavin wants to run track or whatever, that's fine too, but man, I hate, you got an opportunity to play, man, come out and play, have some fun.
Yeah.
You know, in 6 weeks, things will change.
That's what you would like to talk to the kids about. And that's what I would love to pick the brains and find out their psyche.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that losing war on them. And when you have an expectation that these kids had, and when you're figuring on, God damn, we won at every level.
Yeah.
We won as 5th and 6th graders, we won the tournaments. 7th graders, we won the tournaments. 8th graders, we won the tournaments. We won throughout the whole. That's freshmen. Some of us played varsity. And now our senior year, you know, and we're like, this is it, boys. Back this together, is it.
This could be.
And then things don't go right. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're questioning yourself. And then you're feeling sorry for yourself. And then you're.
And I know that baseball and the same thing with the girls' softball. I mean, you've went through 2 rigorous sports in football and basketball. And your body's beat up pretty good and everything. Yep. But I just feel like. If after about the 3rd or 4th game, those guys will all be down there and that itch gets there. Then
no, you're right.
I mean, I've seen it. I've seen kids talk about it, and you know, I talked to Greg Collig when he didn't play, you know, and he came off. He was beat up after basketball, and he didn't play. And then he said, "I should have played."
Yeah,
you know, it's just,
and lots of those guys after. They're out of school a year or 2 or 5 or 10. They are so upset in the right word, but they wish they had played.
Yeah.
They wish they had played.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. And you know, Gavin, what an athlete that guy is.
Oh, geez, great athlete.
I mean, he's just a great kid, always smiling.
Yeah, and them are the kind of guys, just as a coach, I like being around. I mean, yeah. I like shooting the crap with them and laughing and giggling I went through this with my son and Cody, and when his senior year Greg quit, and my son wanted to quit bad, you know, right. It was like, you know, Chewy quit, there was a bunch of them that hung it up, and I, you know, he asked me and I said, well, you're asking the wrong guy because I love baseball, you know, and I'm gonna play. Well, he ended up batting 4-something, you know, and he was most offensive, and he had a couple home runs. And we still laugh about. We were at Versailles, and we're getting beat 10-0. And he hit the longest home run I've ever seen. And we got home, and as soon as he gets home, that's the first thing, you know, he says, "We didn't do very good, did we?" And I said, "Nah, I looked at him and said, man, you hit that ball. He looked at me and goes, yeah, I did. We were laughing. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff you remember.
Absolutely.
That's why you play that season.
Yeah.
And, granted, we weren't going to win a state championship, but those guys had some fun, and they had some things to laugh about, and memory he'll always have.
No, that's right. And there's nothing like playing team sports. And
no.
And I know that a lot of them guys decide not to play baseball, and we can't talk them into doing anything, but we can tell them this, is that, and I can't speak for Jerry, but, you know, that door's got to be open for a little longer if they change their mind.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, it's been tough. And, you know, if you get home and you're sitting around thinking, you know, I ain't got nothing to do now.
Yeah.
And you went from practice, 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 game, practice, practice, you know, and now all of a sudden there's nothing.
Yeah.
You know. And hanging around with your buddies every day.
You're always going to be with your buds. And you know, and I can just about guarantee you most of those guys will be playing softball this summer down there, you know.
Oh, yeah, drinking
beer. Beer leagues and stuff, having fun. Yep. And that's what it's about. You know, that team game's fun.
I agree with you. Them seniors, you know, and we're going to read them guys off. Derek Judy, who I just love. He's just an ordinary little shit. He's out the bowling alley a lot.
Out the bowling alley all the time. Great.
You know, and Regan Martin, who... okay, so you can say what you want about Regan Martin, but number one thing I love about that kid is the fact that he's going to go into service.
I know. It takes a big man to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know? I've always, since I didn't even know who he was, some little kid running around the gym or at the bowling alley, I always thought, there's a pretty neat kid. I like that kid.
And Gavin, we talked about him. He's got,
would you say he's probably one of the five best specimens I've ever seen as an athlete.
He's an Adonis.
He's an Adonis. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, he gets out and plays, and he can do things that are unbelievable.
He runs like a deer, and to Coach Niekamp had nothing but high praise on him on football season. And the same thing. Clay Smits, Clay Smits is a kid. He is like the face of the franchise the whole time. He was the kid who...
Mm-hmm.
As fifth and sixth grader, was a foot taller than everybody else. He was the most athletic. He won the football toss at the country fest. He won he had everything, and he faced injury bug, but he was a hell of an athlete.
He was.
You can say what you want about Clay Smith.
Another diehard kid. You know,
but you go down, like we have the at Pat and Mary, they have the meat fest, right?
So, yeah. Yeah.
The kid's over there, and he ain't nothing but a class act. I mean, if you don't love that kid, you know, he gets it. He freaking gets it.
He does.
So when you talk about the Clay Smiths, understand, folks, he gets it. He's a class kid who's done nothing but been an absolute gem of a kid.
Yeah.
Dylan Evers.
Probably my most improved basketball player.
Yeah.
I thought he had a great year. I really did.
I did, too.
I mean, I would say his year was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize that he could do the things that he did.
Yeah.
He was pretty damn good.
Well, when I look at these guys and I see this Dylan Evers, I see a kid who just has a wonderful family. He's about the nicest kid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
can't beat it.
No, right. And all he did was dedicate himself to Fort Recovery. He didn't get a lot of playing time until this year. And he just, Dylan Evers, he's a superstar.
He just hung in there. You know what? A lot of guys hang in there because they love the sport. You know, I think he likes playing basketball. He really does.
Yep.
And I know he likes playing baseball because he is coming back. You know, and he'll be one of our top three pitchers.
And he has a shitty grin. He looks like he's just a little,
he's just a great kid.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know what he's going to be doing this high school season, but last summer in the throw together baseball world, whatever that was last year, he had some great games.
He had some great games. Yep.
You don't know what's going to happen over the, from then to now, but he had some great games pitching.
And then last but not least, Brian Benn, big number 41. We have been blessed to have a lot of great Bens.
Yeah.
You know?
He's one of them.
He's a workhorse. He wouldn't say, poop if he had a mouthful. He just goes out there and battles and fights and gets a crap beat out of him more than any kid.
Yeah.
More than any kid, he gets it. He got does rat. I mean,
yeah, he gets
it. They ain't going to call nothing.
It's almost like they just, you know, well, he's a big kid. He can handle that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not going to call it.
Yeah. But what I love most about Brian Benn, okay, and this is something that, you know, people don't think about, but I love when you have a kid like that who keeps to himself, and then when he makes a bucket and he gets fouled, his emotion,
Jack,
yeah. And he's fist pump and his,
yeah,
you know, and that's something that you don't ever see a Ben do.
No,
not one Ben, not one from Chris Ben to Lynn Ben to any of them. They didn't show much emotion. This kid showed it, you know, and yeah. I loved that, and I love watching Big Brian B Square play. And. And you know what, them guys, we'll have an open mic up here. We'll come up here and pick their brain and talk to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Get them up here.
Yeah, I just, you
have
know.
Have some fun with them.
Absolutely. Because,
like I said, I'm sure they're going to have memories from practices and games and stuff where they're going to laugh about stuff that they'd happened to them. And that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about.
And, Fee, we talk about the girl seniors who won a lot of games. We've 60-some.
Yeah.
How many freaking games did these kids win? Throughout their career.
They won a ton. Yeah.
From fifth grade when they started competing to senior year. Yeah. Probably won less games this year than they did every year.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's a thing with them. It wasn't how many games they won. It's how many games they lost. They didn't lose hardly any.
No.
I mean, and anything they did, they hardly ever lost.
No, that's right.
And that's something to be proud of.
And we can only do one thing, and that is thank them guys for their service to the Fort Recovery basketball program and student-athletes and all the seniors in winter sports. From bowling to the cheerleaders, you know, they were just wonderful again. And,
yep, did a great
and
job.
Courtney and what's the
Taylor
has took that girls.
Yeah, they really
they've took that program to a different level.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
It really is.
And they you know, and they get pissed ass because we don't announce them or we screw it up or whatever it is. And we don't do it on purpose. You know, you can say what you want about that scores table and we sit there and laugh and stuff, but it is hectic.
Yeah, it's hectic.
It is really hectic.
There's a lot of papers flying around.
There is. And we don't do anything like that on purpose, sweethearts. And I got one of them that worked for me, Emerson Guggenbiller, who is just about the nicest little girl I ever met in my life. So. Yep. So for all them kids swim team, great success.
Yeah, absolutely.
The bowler, the lobber girl, I see she finished 29th in division.
Phenomenal.
Great for her.
That is phenomenal.
And for all the seniors that played winter sports, we do nothing but thank you. Yep. Sports Talk presented by
Wayne Street Mark.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Ford Fusion S with a backup camera, Bluetooth. It was a local trade with 49,000 miles for just $11,900. Also available today is a 2017 Toyota RAV4 SE, all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 28,000 miles on it for just $24,325. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light, here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 14th, 2021 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin approximately at 6 p.m. with the awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance and by drive-through only at Park National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 14th at 5:30 p.m.
listening to, this was a classic. So I'm listening to Greeny today, Greenberg on ESPN. And he has on Bob Costas. And Bob Costas, you know, the question was, name three sporting events in, that have happened that you wish you would have been there for.
Yep.
So Costas says, okay, so he said, I'm going to turn it back a little bit. He goes, I got to tell you this story about the greatest thing I've ever been to was Muhammad Ali's funeral. He said, so it was at the Yum Center in Louisville, and there's 15,000 people there, right? He said, so for this to take place, he said, there's like, it's you get there like 2 hours before the service.
Yeah.
He said, so we're all like congregating in groups of like five or eight or whatever it is. He said, and I was with this group that was sitting, he said, like in the third row from, you know, the he goes, and in comes Don King. He said, and he has the American flag suit, the American flag everything, you know, the big high hair. And he comes in, and the first person, he goes, we're all standing there. And he goes, first person, Mike Tyson, the greatest, second greatest boxer of all time. And he walks over, Sugar Ray Leonard, the most beautiful boxer of all time, not a scar on you. Katie Couric, the my favorite newscaster of all time. And he comes over to Bob Costas and says, Michael J. Fox. One of my favorite child actors of all time.
Oh, man.
And Costas, was, and they was telling a story, and I was dry. I was laughing. And Katie said, no, Don, that's Bob Costas, the greatest announcer of all time. But I was dying laughing. Michael J. Fox.
That ain't bad.
They sort of resemble each other.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. All white people look the same.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Sports Talk 855, and we closed the door on the winter sports, and we look forward to the spring sports, and I think our track team. Well,
team be loaded again.
Yeah,
should be.
We got Kiki.
We got Kiki.
She plays. She like wins about every event, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ain't she a long jumper?
I'm not sure what all she does.
Sure what all she does.
I don't.
We got to figure that out. Who's the track coach? Christy?
Mindy? She's cross country, but I don't know.
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
That I do not know. Owen Mormon's going to be tough coach for the boys.
Diller. Coach Diller.
Coach Diller.
It's got to be Christy Diller,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Owen Mormon's going to be tough for the boys, but
he's a great kid.
But you know,
he is a great kid.
If a couple of those seniors that aren't going to play baseball,
right,
go to track, that could be thing like it was when Robbie was a
freshman. I know my wife and my daughters are working the track meet.
Yeah,
they do it every year. They enjoy. Love it.
Yeah, they're good at it, and it's so good to have consistency.
Sam announces, and she screws half of it up, but she loves it.
It's like her godfather.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And then we talk about baseball fee, and your numbers look good, right?
Yeah, we're good numbers.
Yep, and we're young.
Yep,
you know so.
And we got a few seniors.
Yep,
we'll be all right.
It'll be interesting to see Patch how he does.
I think Dan's going to be pretty good. I mean,
he works
hard, and he is a big kid.
Yeah. He is a big kid.
He's going to be a presence on that mound. You know, I remember when I played, Mike Reichert pitched, and he was like 6'6".
Yep.
And he's left-handed, and I'm left-handed, and I was petrified. And he couldn't break a pane of glass, but I was scared to death of him because he was so big out there.
All right, here's our coaches.
Track
coaches, yeah.
Oh, good.
Christy Reisner.
Yep.
Diller.
Yep.
Yep.
Shane Stein.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew he was helping.
That's right. He's back.
Holly Gann.
I figured Holly might
help. Oh, that's great.
Charlie Vasey.
Yep.
Perfect.
And Kim Niekamp and Bob Heikamp Junior High. Oh,
tremendous.
That's great.
Hell yeah. That's perfect.
They got great staff.
Kiki runs the 800.
Kiki's 800?
Yeah. Did she go state last year?
No.
She didn't?
Didn't she?
Nobody went last year.
Oh, that's right.
Before, she didn't go. Let's see. Or did she? So we had a girl there. Was that Kira? Might have been Kaya.
Oh,
could have been
2 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago in my world. So I can't remember.
We didn't have track last year.
No, didn't have the state. Wouldn't do. Yeah, they couldn't have any
baseballs. We stopped. We never even got the first game. We never even get the first scrimmage.
Yeah, couldn't be.
March 13th, 14th, something like that. They shut her down. Remember, it was Parkways.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was about a year ago, right?
Yeah. Yep. About now.
Yep.
Kerry went to state 2 years ago, got ninth.
Okay.
Yeah.
800.
Yep. I remember running.
Holly Gann is on her game today, her texting
Holly
game.
Holly doing it? Good job, Holly.
Yeah. She missed the podium by one. Top eight get on the podium?
Yep.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. Yep.
The reason, you know, I could have been a track star. I could have been good.
You could have.
Yeah.
You know what, Rock? Hurdles.
You could have been a hurdler.
I would have loved to hurdle.
Been hurled. Yep.
I've hurled.
I have hurled a couple times, too. When I look at that sweatshirt, why would you wear that?
Do they have a basketball team this year?
And track. Eagles. What the hell happened there?
Deez turns his mic on.
If you ever
turn his mic on again, I will come over. I will not go around the table. I won't go over. I'll go right through. That's what Big P always said.
Yep.
Big P said, yeah. At the bar, I'm not going to go around the bar. I'm not going to go over the top. I'm going right through it. Oh, what a
moment. I loved when he had somebody in there that he did not care for.
He wasn't pretty.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, he had this little trick, and I don't remember exactly how he did it, but there's that lip on the bar, and he would do this thing if somebody came in. I saw him do this a couple of times. Somebody would say, "Get me a beer," and he'd get the beer and act like he was busy, and he'd set it down and turn, and it would be right on that lip, and it'd dump right in her lap.
You do that now, you get knocked out. Boy.
There are enough people in there that would.
They could have had
Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson in there, and there are enough people in there they weren't gonna.
So when you ran around up there, how many people was at the bar? Like on a Wednesday, would you guys go up there about every?
Oh yeah, yeah. There is always, even when there is nobody in there. That's when it was the most fun. It was Big P behind the bar, me, Max Cheeseman, and George Anthony. And it was just whoever could say the stupidest thing.
Yeah,
and it went
like
on for
radio
hours.
Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It just went for hours. Like it was just awesome. And another thing Big P did a couple of times, I actually saw him do this a couple of times. Somebody would come in that he didn't really care for. They'd say, how much is a beer? Can I have a beer? Whatever. Here's $5. Go to Minor Dinks. or they'd say they'd order a beer, set it down at $12. And beers were 50 cents.
Yeah, that's probably lucky you didn't get that crap beat out of him.
Yeah.
Well, he you know, people couldn't help but be up there when he was around.
Yeah.
So there's always 10-15 people in the bar, and nobody's going to be messing with
them. Yeah.
Fishmo. So much fun.
Fishmo, we were out to Elks last Thursday, and he's talking about when he ran the bar. And he talked about...
He's a classic.
He talks about the drinkers back then.
Oh, my.
He said he would have 6 to 8 guys every morning drinking shots. They wouldn't drink.
Yeah.
Like, they just drink whiskey right in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Start out in the morning.
Yeah, he said they just drink whiskey all day.
Well, one of the stories, I believe, is Jerry Toby that told me this. Said there that there were several people that would drink a fifth of whiskey a day,
mm-hmm.
and just a shot at a time. So they would come in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, order breakfast, get a cup of coffee, drink a shot, drink their coffee, eat breakfast, get another shot, go to work. And like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, come back for a coffee break, get a cup of coffee, drink a shot, finish your coffee, drink a couple of shots, come back at lunch. They'd order their lunch, drink a couple of shots, eat their lunch, drink 2 or 3 shots, go back to work.
Yeah.
And 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they'd come back for coffee break, drink 2 or 3 shots, drink their coffee, drink 2 or 3 shots, go back to work.
Fishmo said there was four guys in St. Henry that drove gas truck. And all of them
would,
at noon, come in, eat lunch, and drink whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd gas, you know. They, you know, he said, he also said that there was a guy who drove school bus for 27 years.
Oh, no.
And he would park his bus in the parking lot before he'd leave to go to kids and get a double shot. And then he'd pick the kids up.
Well, you two shots, that probably wouldn't really register 0.08. Yeah. Now, they have zero tolerance for that now, but back
right.
then,
yeah.
and 0.1 was what it was instead of 0.08. I bet you that
kids were loving it.
Bus driver. Yeah. Well,
it's
yeah.
the greatest bus driver ever.
Yeah.
Fun. I always thought maybe Yoakum was always drunk when he drove us home because he was awesome.
Well, probably because he had no choice to, because he couldn't have got you home.
He would drive like, the last day of school, we had, everybody always had that green squirt gun thing would shoot like, fit right in your hand, and it would go like 90 mile an hour. And he would always load up his, like, he had a bag on the left of his bus. So, and that, that bus that last day, you're just firing. He would just drench everybody that walked off that bus. He was one of my favorite.
He was a classic.
Yoakum was one of my all-timers.
Knew him a little bit, but.
Yeah, he was a classic.
Is he still with us?
I would have no idea.
I don't know. Forrest Yoakum, right?
Yep.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I wouldn't have any idea either.
I haven't COVID seen killing. Or heard anything of him for decades.
I don't even know where they went. Where did they go from?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
He was a principal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He'd be principal here.
Yeah.
He's got to be 100, don't he?
No, he's basically my age. He might be slightly.
Really?
Yeah. From what I remember, he wasn't there when I was there, and I'm remembering him around my age.
Well, you think about Larry Wilberding.
Yeah.
He's active on Facebook, and he's a classic on
Facebook. Oh,
he's a good dude.
Yep.
Larry Wilberding Jr., is that his son, or is that Larry?
I think he is Larry. Yeah, his son, I can't think of his name
Chris?
Now. Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
Yep.
The good old boys, the good old days.
Yeah, he was a really good person for our town.
Yeah.
And Donna, she was awesome.
Yeah, Donna Wilberding, that's right.
I always thought she looked exactly like Barbara Streisand.
Oh, okie dokie, huh?
She had a little Barbara in her.
Yeah.
She had the nose.
Touch me.
That's
like
pretty good,
a corner of my. No, it's Memories.
Yeah, Memories.
Memories. I don't touch me. I'm not sure where that came from.
I wasn't sure what song you were singing, but it was pretty.
Water. I always hated Barbara Streisand. My wife loved her.
I like her voice. I don't like, in some of her songs, but I don't like her.
The politics. Yeah. Now, would you have Bill Stogler? I'm tired of that bull crap.
I'm pretty sure that's what he's talking about.
We cannot hate everybody who is a liberal. We cannot hate everybody. We gotta love Rocker. I'm tired of this bullcrap.
We do love Rocker.
Should've I'm loved. Tired.
Tired. Go to bed.
I did take 2 Sudafed this morning.
Ooh, you are tired.
No, 4-hour nap today.
Ooh, got a good one in.
Yeah.
Happy.
We might go all night tonight.
Okay.
So how you feel about Hanoi Jane then?
She's an idiot.
Yeah.
But she would be an idiot if she was a right winger.
But we gotta love her.
No, it's not. You hate, who'd she hate? Barbara?
Yeah. Barbara.
I didn't hate her.
Yeah, you said she's a liberal.
He didn't say that. He just said he hated her.
Politics.
I don't like her
personality.
What is
that? Who's that picture of?
She's too arrogant for me.
Barbara. What? Is that?
Your brother just said you're nuts.
No, he is an idiot. Why, he text you that?
Yeah.
He knows not to text me. I'll knock him out. He is dumb. He gets a shot tomorrow.
Shot? Oh, the
COVID.
Coronavirus.
Is he jumping in there?
Yep.
You go, Billy.
I'm going to get it.
Are you?
Yep.
My wife didn't get it.
She said no.
She's
you need it, hacking all over us.
About to kill us.
Hack. Texas said we're done. Texas. We're opening up, boys.
Yep.
We've had enough.
Mississippi, we're done. Open her up.
Open it up.
Who's the next state?
Follow.
Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah. South Dakota.
South Dakota.
That lady in South, she don't give. She's awesome. She's beautiful.
Yeah, I could care less.
Yeah. Indiana will be up there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Holcomb, he'll tell him to bite,
don't care,
bite me.
What about Guam?
What is wrong with you? Huh?
Where did that come from?
I'm voting for Guam next.
Okay.
Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Puerto Rico?
What about Puerto Rico?
Are you still with us?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you lost me at Guam.
Yeah. Well, I tried to be funny. I tried to liven this place up some.
He's lightening her up.
Why is this? Debbie Downers tonight?
Oh, yeah. You killed us with that basketball routine, Dane.
Well, he said what he thought.
I just spoke what I my mind.
What it feels.
Sports talk. So it's, you know, you can't have two guys up here don't say what the hell they think. Then we wouldn't be any good at it.
Mm-mm.
Hey, we are going to go out to eat.
Okay.
Okay. With Digger and Rob, we're going to Wooden Shoe Inn.
Yes.
Wooden Shoe.
When are we doing her?
I don't know. They text me today.
I'm in.
Awesome. Great. When you want me to pick you up, Rocker?
You guys coming?
I apparently am.
You like chicken?
Go. Well, who doesn't like chicken?
I'll
eat it some, but I don't love chicken.
What?
I like boneless chicken. I don't like mess with bones and all that other crap.
I mean, you like a three-piece chicken dinner.
Eat it some. When the fire department's doing that stuff, I'll get it, but I don't love it.
I don't like that whole bird.
I like the barbecue chicken dinner.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
It's all right.
I'm not a big...
I like boneless, skinless chicken breast.
I'm a pan fryer.
That just peels right off? Mm. Okay, I like that too. I'm a peeler. Another thing that pisses me off is when you don't get any butter with your roll.
Ooh, you gotta have butter.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
That is insane. Do not buy a butter cup.
What? Hmm?
Who buys butter cups?
What you're saying?
Like in these chicken dinners?
Yeah.
They put a roll in it?
Yeah.
They got these cups?
Yeah.
Real little.
They actually charge for the butter cups?
No, but there's only one and they're half full.
Oh, yeah. Melt.
I like to paint the potato chips, you know, just half, 80% of it's there.
Then you're right.
It always seems like enough butter for me.
You don't put enough on.
I put a lot of butter on stuff, and if I usually eat it at home. If I need more butter, I just get butter.
Load her up.
But what if you just...
Here, butter up.
You two are idiots.
Buttercup.
Hey.
I just put more butter on it if I need some. I got butter at home.
I went to Wendy's today. I'm going to tell you my Wendy's story.
Wendy's.
Did you go to one in Salina?
The worst Wendy's in the world is Wendy's Salina.
Oh, poor Bubba.
I don't think I've been there in decades.
It sucks. I'm sorry. We're going to get thrown on probation again, ain't we?
I don't think so, but...
We will not... Wendy's will not sponsor this sports talk.
Wendy's is not
a sponsor. Tell us your Wendy's
They would not
story.
Be allowed to.
Okay, so I pull up, and the screen don't work.
Screen don't work?
No. And the doors are locked, because I told you, I just ran and get it, because there's a line, you know. I just wanted a Frosty.
Doors are locked.
Doors can go in and get it. So I get in the line, I pull up there, screen's broke. Said, screen is broke, and the sound system's all screwed up. And I'm like, anything help me? And I said, yeah, I need a small Frosty. You know, it's talking about chocolate. Nobody gets a vanilla Frosty.
Big P did.
He's an idiot. So I got a small Frosty, $1.27, pretty cheap.
Not bad.
So I get it, and I take the lid off, and it was like chocolate milk. It was the most disgusting. I threw it in the Great Miami River, whatever that Grand Lake.
Grand Lake.
So you're admitting to littering now. Sometimes
I wanted to.
Sometimes Sheriff Gray is listening.
I just was mad.
Yep.
Wasn't happy.
A Frosty is a frozen chunk of chocolate.
Frosty malt.
Yep.
That
I'm with you.
And this thing was disgusting. And I tweeted that. I said I'm done.
Frosties are no more.
Yep. That Wendy's will be closed. It won't see 2022. That's my prediction.
First of all, you can't get out of it either.
This place sucks.
It's the worst drive.
Is there another Wendy's close by? Or is there
Portland?
Van Wert.
There's no Wendy's in Portland.
Yeah, they just put one out.
Greenville.
Where's the one in Portland?
Not by the service center?
Airport.
I don't know. I was thinking there was a Wendy's there, but I couldn't tell you where it is because I don't go to any fast food places.
Oh, that's a lie. Quit lying.
I will go into Arby's sometimes and get
Arby's
milkshake.
Is good.
What?
Arby's.
Arby's is good.
I do like Arby's.
Better than Burger King.
What's Arby's number one sandwich?
The classic
beef and cheddar.
Beef and cheddar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You in on that?
Oh, I'm big on that.
I don't like the sauce.
You mean the cheese sauce?
I like the cheese.
Jesus.
But they have some kind of a brown sauce they put over it.
Oh, so I don't know. I don't get it with the cheese because I'm usually if I'm having to be in the van when it's I'm driving for Calps, it is a sloppy mess. So I can't.
You can't eat while you're in the van.
Well, I do not hardly ever eat when I'm in the van, but I will get a between 2 and 5. Arby's has their sliders for $1. So I'll get 2 roast beef sliders.
Wait a minute.
Eat them.
Between 2 and 5?
Yeah, they're $1.
You actually look at that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because most of the time I don't get a chance to eat until it's between 2 and 5. And then
so it's perfect.
I don't have to
You got
spend
more
much.
Money than Jesus. That's and you're worried about $1 roast beef?
That's because I get $1 roast beef sandwich.
That's why he's got more money than Jesus.
Rocker.
Jesus
Neil's
really
lost his head.
Jesus really never had that much money.
Jesus is loaded. Maybe not monetarily.
He didn't have that much cash.
Jesus
but,
didn't need money.
Yeah. You're loaded.
Loaded.
Ivan. Bill always said Ivan, richest gun for
ever. Here we go.
Well, between him and Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck.
Big Shepherd.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Kim.
Who?
Yeah, Kim Day.
Kim Day.
Yeah, throw him in there, too.
Throw him in there, too.
Bill Stogler's got to be close.
Boy, he's a billionaire, too.
Well, he keeps putting extra stuff in the campground. So he used to have money, but now it's all in the campground. He doesn't
that
have any money left.
That place is a dump.
That's why he keeps putting money in it.
Huh? I will not camp out there one time this year.
Well, don't doubt that at all. unless he lets you stay in the house.
What are you doing?
Bill's a little late on his testing. Bill's a little slow on the uptake. He just texted me, Kim.
Kim Day.
Yeah.
So he wasn't too far off.
Not too bad.
It takes a while to turn your phone on and type that.
We remembered it.
And maybe it took you a while to see
by
it.
By the way.
I heard it.
Yeah.
I did the game with Rob Weaver.
Yep.
Rob Weaver's really good.
He is.
We do like, how many commercials we try to get in? Rob's got 500 of them.
Yeah.
We're talking about the game. He's over there. Introduce whatever. He's got commercials going. He'll say something to me, and we'll talk a little bit, and all of a sudden he's back 2 more commercials, and then he comes back, says something to me. I'm thinking, how do you keep all that straight?
He's really good at
he's
that.
He's 100.
But he's good.
Which means he has a lot of
experience. He knows exactly, and he's got old school stuff.
Oh, yeah, and and you know, he does the thing that I, and Hobbs is pretty good at it, but I don't give him a lot of chances, but he'll talk about what's going on. So if... Let's say it's the Calp Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard.
Yeah.
Well, he's talks about all this stuff about Calp Pharmacy when it's kind of dead and there's nothing else to say.
Oh yeah, he's tremendous.
He's so good.
Problem was
that's why people love to advertise on that.
He is the greatest. He's good.
I agree with you. He really is.
How about the game? We sit down. It's just me and him over there in the corner.
Yep.
And then all the kids come in, and they stood the whole time. I couldn't even see the corner.
Are you serious?
I was like standing up, looking across. Me and Robert looked at each other. I went, this is going to be a long game.
Wonder why they put you there.
I don't know.
Because they needed to keep them distance from each other, the media.
We weren't very distance from all them kids.
No, but you're distance from the media.
And I'd never, ever tell kids sit down.
Right.
No. Rob didn't either. We would never say it.
No, right.
It's but kids, there'd be right. People that would do that.
Yeah.
Sit down. I remember that getting yelled at when we were kids standing
yeah.
up. Sit down. What?
Yeah, I listened to the games last night on WCSM. Pudge and Toby do a tremendous job, too.
Yeah.
We were really lucky. I mean, we have great. I mean, really, you and Calpy suck mm-hmm. compared to.
You
do you
Calpy?
Agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that at all.
I mean,
all.
Kind of agree.
They are very good, but they're not Toby and Pudge. Now, I did listen to...
FRR Radio.
Yeah. I did listen on the way...
Got to come up with something different.
Oh, yeah.
I was coming back from...
You gotta get your niche.
Yeah.
So, I was listening to Phil Schumann, and I don't know who the other person is on WKKI. They're pretty good, but their sound quality was really bad. Not that WCSM has great sound quality. They do phone, but they were WKKI was distorting. Phil Schumann is one of my favorite people, and they did okay, but they were not as good.
Phil Schumann is a listener for Sports Talk.
Is he?
He's yeah. really I love
Phil's
that.
The best.
Yeah,
he's always
we love you, Phil. If you're listening,
we love you, Phil.
But. Around here, you can pick whoever the worst is, whether it's Fort Recovery Radio, WCSM, WKKI, the Tiger, whoever you think the worst is, they're probably better than anybody else has as their number one. So whoever's number four, five, six in this area, they're still better than some of the other number ones.
So,
and some of those stations, some of the schools have zero people covering them.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Right.
They would kill
the worst. The worst rider, Sonny Folks. I wouldn't spit on that guy.
I'm not a Sonny.
I like him, but I like him personally. I read some.
Bill said he loves Phil Schumann.
Yep, I do too. I love Phil Schumann's always been one of my favorite people.
That's what Bill said. Phil Schumann is
the other guy,
one of his favorites.
Well, Phil did a very good job. That other guy was okay, but their sound was very distorted. Wasn't good.
So now let's look at our athletic director's opening.
Yes.
All right. So Brent's gone. Brent's here when?
Till July, right?
I think July 1, I believe, is what I saw.
July 1.
Okay, so what do you want?
Rocker's volunteering.
What do you want?
Rocker, are you taking over?
Rocker's volunteering.
I nominate Bill Stoller.
No, this is a serious conversation.
So am I.
He can't do nothing.
But if he has a good secretary, he can do anything.
No, Bill. No, he's got Deb, and he's got one now, and he still sucks at Cooper's.
Oh. Even with a great secretary?
Yeah. Okay, so let's go over. Brent is out of here when?
July 1st.
July 1.
All right. July 1st, Brent, gone. All right, so let's get a list of our candidates. You want to?
Yeah.
Candidates.
Okay. This is our Fort Recovery Radio list of possible candidates for athletic directors.
Are you talking about favorites or possible?
No, favorites. Our group.
Our favorites.
Yeah.
Okay.
Legit.
No, these ain't. No. Could be absolutely off the wall. Yeah. No.
Okay.
All right. You got one? You, Bill Stogler.
No, I was joking about that.
Bill, that's what he wanted.
Bill.
Bill. Okay, so how about Jeff Hobbs?
Yeah.
Hobbsy. There you go.
That had crossed my mind.
I don't know if Fort Carroll would ever hire him. I'm going to put Hobbs down.
Well, if he applies and they don't, I'm voting him off the school board.
There you go.
There you go.
Hobbs loves sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but and he's a schmoozing guy. That
could you be an athletic director living an hour from Fort Recovery? Couldn't do it.
No,
but his kids are out of school. He could move here.
I agree.
Yeah, and Brad Evers. I don't know what his wife is doing.
Brad Evers.
Yep. That he my also bet. Crossed my mind.
Okay.
How about Joe Bruns?
Joe Bruns.
I hadn't thought of him. He would be very good.
Okay.
But with his health of.
Well, yeah, we don't know. Good. We don't know that. If he would apply, he would be confident that his health would
mm-hmm,
be okay.
Mm-hmm, yep.
He wouldn't apply if he didn't think he could do it. I haven't heard anything about his health, but
Tyler Niekamp.
Yep.
Tyler, get him back here.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that someday he might be our basketball coach, but that.
Well, I'm thinking both.
Oh, well.
Eventually, someday.
Yeah, yeah. That could work. If we get him in town when the opening opens up, then we can
never know.
Plug
never
him
never
in.
Never know. Okay. Who else we got?
Although his Van Buren Black Knights haven't had a very good last couple of seasons, but that's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Holly Gann. That's a great one.
Ooh,
Holly.
Ooh. Oh, I don't think Fort Recovery's ready for a female athletic director.
Why? That's racist.
Oh, we already had that.
Yeah.
Barb Saltbye.
20 years of Barb Saltbye.
Yeah. He was just joking.
Yes, I definitely was.
Okay, who else we got?
Barb.
Coming out of retirement.
Yeah. Barbie.
Coming back.
How about Bob Perkebile?
Retire, rehire. I don't think Bob Perkebile is a sports guy, but he would be absolutely capable.
No, he couldn't. Barb Saltbine? Or Bob Perkebile?
He would be capable. Yeah. I don't think he'd care to have the job.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah. You
You'll love this one.
Okay. Right.
Probably not likely, obviously. Tom Bryan.
He's been an athletic director. He's
Tom Bryan.
He's right. 71 years old, but
Johnny Betts.
Hey, Big Daddy, smartest guy.
The mayor of Heartbroken Hotel
ever came out of Fort Recovery.
Pud Miller.
No,
yes.
No Pud Man for us.
Pud Man, that'd be big.
For sure, there's some liabilities there. I'm sure.
How about Dave Blockberger?
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be good.
Yep. He, you think he knows his stuff? Yeah.
Especially if he gets his kid back over here, too. That'd be big.
That'd be huge.
I heard somebody mention, I won't mention their name. never mind.
We're out.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to because it may be somebody pretty serious about it. So I'm not.
They might want to do it.
Yes, definitely.
Toby Metzger.
Toby?
Yeah.
What's Toby do?
Mm, works for me.
Does he still substitute? I don't know what Toby does.
I don't either.
He works for Jeff Vaughn, right?
Oh, he does?
Oh, is he he's a guidance counselor?
Or he's one of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Troubled youth.
I think so, down in Dark County?
Yeah, might be.
Toby Metzger.
Yep.
Oh, here's a name from the past.
Okay.
Doug Dunlap.
Doug Dunlap. Bubba Louie.
Why would you even...
See, just for that reaction right there.
I think...
See how happy I made you guys.
No, you are right on it.
Yeah, you're right on something.
Or Father Matt.
Yeah, Father Matt would be good. Matt.
Turn his mic off. Turn his mic off and send him. Give him $5.
No,
buy him two beers like Big P used to do.
No. What do you think about that, Rocker?
Father Matt.
Oh, I must turn your mic off. Sorry.
Who else we got? We got some names coming in from outside people.
Oh, let's have them.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are good ones.
Yeah.
Serious or just good ones?
No, some of these are good.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we got. My mic on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Ross Wendell.
Oh, God.
I thought you said we were having serious.
He'd be great.
He'd be good.
Yeah. Butch Wallman.
Butch?
Yeah.
Butch would be good.
3 seconds! Diver!
Well, just because he's a loud fan does not mean he would not
be. He's one
be
of my favorite fans. He's not a loud fan.
He's a classic.
He is.
He's one of my favorite
fans. with his job at North Star Hardware, whatever they call that over there with all the tractors and stuff, he's probably...
That's where Butch works?
Yeah, he's probably fairly well organized and would probably be good at that.
Ever live, Portsy.
No. No, he wouldn't.
Crickets.
No, he wouldn't.
Here's an opinion is athletic director shouldn't. Is my mic vibrating?
Yep.
What happened?
I don't know.
You got blood. Something right. What's going on? Test 2-3. Test.
Breaker.
Here's a guy. My opinion is the athletic director cannot coach.
Cannot coach.
Okay.
Well,
word.
A lot of what they do during their particular season is done way ahead of that, like scheduling and all that kind of stuff. But there is some stuff that has to, like this year with Brent, with having to change everything all the time. You know, if his original schedule that he put out in May or June or whatever it was had held, it's not that tough, but.
So good.
That's
so we got our list.
Thought.
We got a good list.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet you not one of them.
Did
is
you get
one.
Donnie Workamp.
Donnie has to be out driving his truck and doing farming all the time. He can't. You have to have people that are free, at least to talk on the phone during the day.
I like it. So we got our list.
How about Bob May? You want to throw Bob May in there?
I want to throw Bob May in somewhere.
Are we going to turn his mic off, or what are we going to do?
Again?
Okay. Yeah.
We got to shut him down again.
Now try talking.
No.
So, out of that, there are probably 3 or 4 actually serious ones that could
do
it and that we would consider.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm in.
And I did hear a lot of people that had applied when Brent got the job, and I only remember a couple of them, but there were a lot of them that seemed like they might be pretty good. Now, one of them that we don't want would have been John Dorner. I don't want him here.
Dorner's out?
Yeah, he would be very good at it, but I don't think he would be loyal to Fort Recovery, because if something showed up somewhere else, he'd be somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I think he would be very good at it. He'd be very organized. He'd be good, but he's not a lifer.
Here's my thought, okay? And I'm going to say this as a close to this show, Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably going to overstep my boundaries.
Oh, no, never.
A little bit.
Well, we like it when you do that, except when you say bad words.
I'm not going to say no bad words. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just telling you this. I'm just going to tell you this. When you are at Fort Recovery High School, you're representing Fort Recovery High School, the Fort Recovery community.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has involved in Fort Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're representing us.
Exactly. Right?
And when you represent us, you have to do it with class. You got to do it with understand that that's part of your job description.
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk to the Chris Shanses. You got to talk to the Gary Raspberries, the guys who cover our sports.
They're there all the time.
Chris Shanes does nothing but promote Fort Recovery.
Yeah, he's...
Chris Shanes doesn't have a damn fight in Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
No.
He don't have nothing.
Yeah.
He don't live here. All he does is work for the Portland radio station, or TV, or a paper.
Yeah.
He is a... He has a lot of followers on social media. The kids love him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? And all he does is promote our kids. He doesn't ever... He will go out of his way to say nice things about our kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
He loves Fort Recovery. He loves coming to follow, and he loves following our kids. And when he's writing a story about Fort Recovery, and he's covering one of our events, mm-hmm. you damn sure give him the respect of a post-game interview and tell him how you feel.
Yep.
You damn sure do that because you're representing our school.
Right.
You're representing the people of Fort Recovery.
Absolutely.
Chris Shanes and Gary Raspberry deserve that much.
Right.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.